A field guide to demons, fairies, fallen angels, and other subversive spirits. By Carol K. Mack and Dinah Mack. Tommyknockers, North America. The Tommyknocker is an American mining species that seems to have originated in Staffordshire, in England, where they were known as just plain knockers. The Tommyknocker stands about 2 feet high, the size of a three-year-old, and has a disproportionately large head, long beard, and weathered, wrinkled skin. Their arms are long and reach nearly to the ground. They wear miniature mining outfits, caps and boots, and carry mining gear, such as pickaxes. They are usually invisible to the human eye, so it is only by the sound of their tapping, knocking, and working in various shafts nearby the human workers that one knows they are present. In northern England, home of the original knockers, the spirits often served to warn of disaster about to happen by knocking mysteriously and alerting the miners to aberrant sounds. Once in a while, they could be helpful, as in the case of Blue Cap, a famous knocker who appeared as a blue-flamed light that flickered through the mine, landed on a tub of coal, and mysteriously moved the heavy tub as if by the force of many laborers. But when playful or vengeful, they would steal candles and hide tools and, at their worst, set the mine on fire. Tommyknockers do not like to be seen by humans and often react with extreme volatility and capriciousness when they know they've been spotted. One story tells of a coal miner whose load so outdistanced the others each morning that his fellow workers wondered how. He never seemed tired or overworked, and when asked how he managed to do such a hard night's work, he simply shrugged. Some co-workers crept in one night to see what was happening. And there was their friend, sitting, smoking quietly in a shaft. When they peered over his shoulder, they discovered a huge team of Tommyknockers working for him. The Tommyknockers, according to this report, wore tall red hats and used miniature mining equipment. Soon as the wee demons realized they'd been sighted, they turned on their mortal companion in a fury, perhaps thinking he told his friends about them. And within moments, the entire mine erupted in flames.